In 1956, Life magazine discovered Scottsdale and profiled it in an enthusiastic article entitled Sands of the Desert Turn Gold. Among the communities now springing up over the sun-baked country, none has such conspicuous glitter as the gold-plated community of Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale is the center of a booming area made up of dusty roads, one-story buildings, a perennially blue sky, cactus-studded golf courses, and a disproportionate number of free-spending millionaires. It has spawned some 100 rustic shops with wooden fronts and steeply priced merchandise. There are craftsmen who work in silver and in leather. Scottsdale still regards the horse as highly as a Cadillac. Hitching posts line the main streets, and cowboys from nearby ranches need not change for dinner, even at the best restaurants. Despite this, the town's transplanted inhabitants pass their days in urban style. They buy $1,000 antiques and $10 cocktail lanterns, and shop in stores where gift wrapping is as much as $50 extra. And in glittering settings like a $175,000 home, gatherings without a trace of the Old West are held in a pink patio with a pink-edged swimming pool. Yet in a self-conscious bow to the cowboy and Indian tradition appears in Scottsdale's indigenous fashions. Crinoline squaw skirts, fringe, silver trimmings, Indian braid translated into gold embroidery, leather dressed up with metallic luster. The town's designers, such as those in Lloyd Kiva's new craft center, screen print their own fabrics, use hand-woven woolens, and tend heavily to brilliant native colors. Trim little jackets are designed for the outdoor life in patio and poolside. Dress designers, who charge as much as an outrageous $1,200 for an outfit, have provided the country with new fashions based on native costumes and materials. Purely local until 2 years ago, styles like these are now finding a place in large U.S. department stores.